Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to I'm so tired. Ladies, where am I? where are we at here? Welcome to The Last Drop. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
I missed my fucking 10:30 bedtime last night, Cody. Okay. The world is upside
you
down. Me,
you said you were out to 3:30 a.m. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I have no fucking idea, but people, I'm here to tell you this right now. I'm too fucking old for that shit, okay?
Damn, I think, looking at that text, I think I aged another 5 years just based off of that shit.
I love it because fucking Yoon texted me like at 10 o'clock at night, whatever. He's like, did you go to that whiskey event thing, whatever? I said, yeah, I went there. I'm at another place now, and I'm actually on the dance floor looking like Terry Crews.
Jesus Christ.
This is hot as fuck right now, and I'm sweating my ass off.
You didn't tell me you were dancing, too. God damn.
Yeah.
Damn, boy. Motherfucker, relive his glory days.
You said you had that shirt off, too? Yeah, I said, not quite yet, but I'm close to it. It's so goddamn hot. I'm drenching in sweat right now.
This motherfucker.
That motherfucker said, I'm dead. He said, go find a thick Asian girl. They should be plentiful because that's strong beat you in. what did I say to her? I said, I got to make up for both of us because it's been a while. It's been a minute. I gotta tell you, I will not be making up shit for anybody anymore. Holy shit, am I tired. Oh, why do people want to have fucking kids? I gotta tell you this. I am so fucking tired. I mean, I understand, like, when you get a little bit older and you ain't doing this shit no more or whatever, and you just kind of can relax on your morals. But if that wore my ass out, I can only imagine, Cody. You imagine drinking almost 19, 20 drinks yesterday, Cody. Getting on the dance floor, didn't get home till 3:30, and for some odd ass reason, because you wake up so goddamn early every day, 8 o'clock comes around in the morning, you wake up, you like, imagine if you had a little snot nosed bastard just staring at you, going like, "You ever gonna get up, Dad?" You kind of punch that kid, right? Like, you just want to punch that kid.
that's why I always say, man, like me and the girl, We had that. That was like one of the first talks we had. It was like, no, none of that shit. We got the two cats, we got the dog. We're good. We're straight. We ain't doing all that. It's enough goddamn people in this world already. So we're like, we ain't going to add to that shit.
Yeah, I love it too because most of the women I date, they always talk about how they want kids. And asshole JB usually comes out. I go like, you can't even manage your own life. How you gonna manage your life with somebody else? like, what are you talking about? Like. What are you talking? I start analyzing the chick after that. I go like, yeah, you can't even fucking make an 8 o'clock appointment. How the fuck you gonna make have one want a kid or whatever shit? I said, didn't you ask me for $20 the other day? How you gonna have a kid?
Yeah, and where I work too, I work at a hotel. No secret now, but I work at a hotel. We get a lot of families coming through the hotel.
Oh.
So I see a lot of little snot nosed, irresponsible, just straight up, just rude little fuckers. Motherfuckers that know no boundaries. They be coming like across the table and shit. Like, sir, child, could you stay over there? And also, parents, grab your fucking kids, please.
Yeah, please raise these little bastards right away. No, with your job, because you get a firsthand experience of this shit. Your job and seeing this. Don't you just look at it sometimes and just go like, yeah, that ain't never going to be me.
I said that before this job, but especially since getting this job, I was like, oh, hell no. No,
because I like to actually enjoy my vacation, not do what the fuck they want to do.
Yeah, I was like, man, I got to tell you, I don't get it, man. I really don't. The older I get, and the more I see these families dealing with these children, I'm like, the fuck? Who? This is, wow.
No, I can only imagine how I'd react if my ass was as tired as I was when I woke up and some kid was talking about, Dad, you going to make breakfast? And I would.
And I think everybody's catching on because I was actually looking up studies for this shit. People have less children these days.
Yeah.
So we're definitely not alone on that.
No, we not. No.
Yeah.
There's a my ex. I think it was my ex that said this or whatever. Looking at her like you stupid. She said she don't feel complete as a woman if she don't have a kid. And I just said, well, I guess
Jesus Christ, that's just as bad as saying you don't feel complete yourself without a partner or something like that. That's just as bad.
I think I told her, well, you better go complete yourself with somebody else then, because that shit ain't happening over here. And thus, she's an ex now.
Societal norms are dumb as fuck.
Thank you. They are stupid as hell. By the way, people, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
Godfather getting some fucking sleep when this shit's over. That's what the fuck I'm going to be doing.
You goddamn right.
Yeah, because I went to this this event, Cody, today, and it was really like a simulation line ride I got in.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah, it was. You drive to the amusement park, Cody. You get out the car. You go to the line. You exit the line. That's exactly what I know. Yoon is probably listening. He's laughing at it. For some reason, Yoon loves simulation line rides. For some reason, let me rephrase that. He loves making fun of motherfuckers that get in simulation line rides. So, when I saw it online. I think I text Cody early this morning when I woke up, and I'm just like, oh, no, actually, Cody texted me first, which was crazy because I was just about to text him like, yo, I ain't going to this shit, bro. So don't wait up on me. But I saw them fucking post a video of that shit, and the shit didn't start till 2 o'clock, and motherfuckers was camping out from early this morning sitting in a fucking chair in that hot ass goddamn sun. I was just like,
man, that reminds me of I don't know if they still like this till this day. I used to wait in the low lines at Monkish Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. They used to do the same shit, a lot of hours, sometimes hours before. I was like, why the fuck did I ever do this? But I love Monkish. Monkish is great. I'm gonna get wrong, but this is just fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, this is dumb.
It's stupid.
Why am I doing this?
I had a conversation with a cool gentleman yesterday. Who lives out in Denver and comes out for here like for whiskey events every now and then. And we both just said, yeah, this drinking game is fucked. If you gotta wait, I mean, he honestly sounded like a white Cody, to be honest. He was like a white version of Cody and shit. That dude was spitting. I mean, I heard him say everything that Cody said he hates about drinking or whatever. So I was just looking at him. I kind of was just like looking at him for the longest. I was like, I wanted to just take my forearm and rub his forehead, make sure Cody wasn't a white face or whatever. I was like, yo, what's going on right now?
Rub that chalk off.
I mean, we got in the line to get our little wristbands and shit, and they offered, I love this, Cody, this was a line that offered us margaritas. So when you get in line,
That's if you gotta do that, that's a little deceptive right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They had that's nice. They made a cocktail in a can. You get a margarita, Negroni, or whatever, and they put like their little tequila and stuff in there. They make it for you. And then after that table, it's the merch table. You want to buy some glasses, you want to buy a shirt, some caps, or something like that. And then you get to the line where they put your little wristband on, whatever, to get your inner entry in. Or whatever,
that reminds me of, I haven't been in this restaurant in a minute, Orskouche. You got one in downtown LA and one in, around Bernardari Venice, something like that.
Yeah.
At the line is long. You can drink in the line. Like, they'll take your order, your drink order, you can drink in the line. Stand glasses, everything, whatever you want.
The crazy part about this too is this line wasn't even long. Shit, that was like the front front of the damn table. I was like, well, damn, shit. Yeah, give me that margarita. Shit. And we got our drinks. We had to sit to the side because the place didn't open up till 3 o'clock, I think, whatever. We got there like 2:50. So 10 minutes before, so they didn't open the doors yet. So we stand there drinking our margarita, and he just started venting. I wanted to take my forearm and rub the white off his mouth. Like, Cody and Whiteface. He doing a Nick Cannon on me right now, whatever. Yeah, that's what this is. Because he started talking about fucking bundles, man. I fucking hate bundles, man. I was like, what is up with the fucking lines? Who the fuck are these people waking up early, sitting, camping out with their goddamn stupid little hats on, their little bucket hats and shit? Yeah. I was just like, yo, this dude angry as fuck. I was like, yo, he sound like an old JB or whatever. Some shit like that. I was like, God. And then he was like, do you see what they do now with bundles? They got some stupid fucking thing where if you got to spend this amount, you get this bottle or whatever for this retail price. He's like, suck my dick. I was just like,
damn.
I was like, well, all right. Yeah.
I think we found our third last drop member.
That's Cody's, when Cody's not here, that's his stand in.
Yeah, there we go.
He ain't going to tell much of a difference. Yeah, I was like, there's going to be no difference realistically. The look of disgust in his face as he talked about these things was just incredible. I must say, I got to say. Oh, and he did not bite his tongue on what tasted like shit at this place too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He had a stag from, cause we both got the one that was from like 2-3 years ago, or whatever. And we was like, incredible. Probably one of the best pour. Then he got the one from this year. That motherfucker said, yo, this tastes like ass. He said, what fucking barrel? Who picked this barrel? Or whatever. I was like, yo, this dude's insane. I was like, I like him.
Man, that's what he likes.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
I love it too because the dude that picked the barrels right in front of him and shit. He's like, what the fuck? He said, what the fuck is that aftertaste? By the way, I said, it's like chalky, ain't it? He was like, he said, tastes like someone fucking sandblasted my mouth or whatever. he had me cracking up and shit with some of his takes or whatever. But, yeah, dude. So, hey, West Court, congratulations on the one-year anniversary in Buena Park. Me and Cody did not attend because, I'm sorry, but we just had this rule. I just don't fucking wait in lines. And I went.
You didn't show up.
I showed up.
You actually showed up.
Now, Cody's gift that he sent me earlier was pretty fucking spot on, but I wasn't even there for a minute.
Well, he took one glance, like, nope. Boom.
Yo, parking fucking sucked. I found me a parking spot like really close by where I didn't have to cross no streets and no shit. I walked up this little side of the corner and shit, and I could see the line from where that. I noticed this motherfucker didn't move the whole walk I did, and right when I got up to that motherfucker, I said, yeah, nope, goodbye. I made right back a U-turn. I got the hell up out of there. That sun started hitting my ass right there, and I was like, nah, bro, ain't waiting for this shit. I saw people with their In-N-Out. I was like, I can go In-N-Out cheap. I can go buy that if I wanted that. Ain't no thing. Ain't no thing.
Yeah.
So if you got you a good bottle or whatever shit, good on you. I'm glad you waited for fucking 7 hours for that shit, whatever. Meanwhile, I'll just go to the Godfather Lounge and just open up a cabinet.
There we go.
Yeah. Because I am the Godfather Whiskey, and I don't need to stand in line for 5 hours. But more power to you if you feel like you need to. Because when I see a motherfucker camping out, hell no. Oh, man. But I did go to an event last night, though, Cody, and I got to tell you, I might have to review this quickly because this might make the top 10 list at the end of the year. This was the Four Gate I love this brand. I've had this brand now 3 times. I had a barrel pick 2 months ago. And a matter of fact, someone gave me that in a Michter's 10, 10-year-old bourbon. I love Michter's 10. I think it's incredible. Everybody was talking about, oh, that Michter's 10 is so great. I had to tell the guy, I said, yo, that 4-gate, that caught me off guard. Right? Like, I love Michter's 10, but I knew what to expect drinking that. But that 4-gate caught me off guard. That was really good shit. I got to try some of their higher lineup shit this event today. It's funny because they started me off with the – well, I went to the rye first. They had a 10-year-old barrel-aged rye. Fucking delicious. But then someone told me, yo, you drinking that? He's like, you need to be drinking that shit. That over there right there. The 2 bottles they got on the other side of that table. I said, oh, shit, let me go over there. I had both of them. The one with this sherry cask finish, though, oh, my God.
Like that.
Oh, it was like that until that motherfucker told me the MSRP price on that bitch. And I just said, you can suck my dick or whatever shit. Like, I ain't never heard. I think we talked about this the other day. When I reviewed that distillery, 13 Colony district, whatever shit. I ain't never heard of these like these newer companies coming out and just charging up their ass with these bottles and shit. That motherfucker told me $179 was MSRP. I said, you could blow me, dude. I ain't paying no $179 for no fucking regular-ass bottle and shit like that. But I got to tell you, that shit right there, 4-gate sherry cask right okay. there. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. The nose, so elegant, so soft, had a lot of richness to it. And then on the sip on it, it reminded me of a Pedro Jimenez sherry cask, whatever. And then it had this nice little barrel finish to it, too, as well. Is this limited edition? Oh, shit, it is a limited release, too. Okay, you know what? $179 for a limited release barrel finish like that? Yeah.
That's not the worst, actually. No. I don't think that seems kind of fair.
Now, the other one I had was $150. And that wasn't no goddamn limited release. I was like, yeah, you can suck my dick. That bottle should be $80. Okay. I don't know where we've just jumping the shark with not charging under $100 for these fucking bottles now, or whatever, where it's just like, yeah, $150 is a starting point. Yeah, you can blow me. But this was incredible. That was getting, if I was drinking on that right now, I'm giving that a last drop. That was.
Oh, shit, okay.
That might have been the, if I had to go top five at this event, man, and. What's crazy about this, this felt to me like a little preview of Tequila Fest, little indoor Tequila Fest version or whatever. I was explaining to Cody, didn't have to wait in lines. Every booth I kind of went up to, I kind of got a pour right away and stuff. So there was no trouble. But this one would have to be like number one or number two of my favorite pours there. It might be my one or two, but that stag was pretty hot. That was some pretty hot shit from 3 years ago. That stag was... That was hitting every. I was like, wow, that barrel was great. I also had some Armagnac from 1996, Cody.
Oh, very nice.
Bacarda. That company's been hitting well. I had their bourbon earlier this year, which was from 2013, too, as well. And this is a new company. They just age a little bit longer and stuff. They started off doing, I won't say Armagnacs and stuff, but then they do a little bourbons and rye. And I had a barrel age, too. That Armagnac, holy shit, 1996. Whew. Oh, my God. Talk about the elegance on that thing. That thing was, and it was a vintage bottle, too, so they don't even have any more of those. Whatever. He's like, I'm pulling this special thing out of the cellar. Great fucking juice right there, man. You probably would have stayed at that table, honestly. That bottle was.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, this is.
Okay.
This is that was perfect. Obviously, they got the regular lineup there, or whatever shit. But I didn't care about that stuff. I wanted to get to that. I saw that 1996 sitting there, and I was like, I ain't never seen that shit on shelves. He said, "Yeah, I'm pulling this out of the special locker for this one because we don't make this one anymore." So I was like, I want to try some of that right there. He's like, "Well, in order to try this, you got to try the whole lineup." And I said, "Get the porn." I said, it's going to be a long day for both of us. I said, get the fucking porn shit. I said,
I'll wait.
Yeah, I said, challenge accepted, bitch. I said, yeah, let's do it, dude. He gave me the barrel proof one first, or not the barrel proof, the private barrel one first. Then he gave me an Indian single malt one that they did now too. It was probably my least favorite of them. It was just kind of boring or whatever stuff, but it was solid though too, but it was kind of boring. Then he gave me the bourbon and then we went to the other one. And then I was like, all right, bro, give me that 1996. Now I made it all the way through. He was like, you the first. I was like, you goddamn right. Shit. I'm trying that 1996 and holy shit. It was worth it. It was worth it. So, yeah, that would be up there. That's three. I had this tequila that was pretty, which I will say I thought the extra añejo was not good at all. I thought it was bland as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the Blanco, it even smelled better. I was just like, it's a fucking no-brainer here. One of the whiskey dudes trying to tell me, you try the añejo and the extra añejo? I was just like, yeah, that shit was weak, yo. I was like, why would I pay $50 or however, I think it was, I don't know how much the extra añejo, the añejo is like 59 or something like that. Cause the Blanco is only like 39.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why would I pay 20 plus more for something that did have no fucking taste on it? No. Blanco smell better, taste better in all kinds of fucking ways, whatever shit. And funny enough, Cody, that Blanco was so fucking great or whatever that I was like, I gotta look this bitch up and make sure it's at Tequila Fest. But that wouldn't be in my top five. It was the Four Gate, both Four Gates, the Stag, Colonel Taylor store pick, single barrel, and that Armagnac. Oh, you know what? Let me take that Four Gate off. I got to put the Bomb Burgers 2024 on there. I got to try the 2024 Bomb Burgers and Shinks this year. They back, baby, because last year tastes like shit. So they back. I said, thank God. We back to rare form because I would have been pissed if I paid $150 for this bottle and it tasted like it did last year. Oh, but good event, though. Great fucking event. I got a nice fucking bag out of it, and I got a nice little mug okay. like that or whatever. All right. Free glass little right merch there. Action. Yeah, I got some. That's a nice ass coaster, too, from that tequila company right there, man. It's really thick and shit, too. Oh,
okay.
Gave me a keychain, like shit like okay. that. Yeah, I got some stuff in here. Yeah. But yeah, great event. And I was like glad I went to it, too, because it like I said, it gave me that preview of Tequila Fest. Because I was thinking about it. I was like, how bad is this going to be? Wasn't that bad. I expect Tequila Fest to be the same. You'll probably be behind one or two person or people or something like that. But I think it's going to run smooth and quickly and shit. So very excited. The countdown of Tequila Fest, Cody, has
we're in the end game now, sir. Basically, yeah, when you think about it, it's literally going to be here before you know it.
We are 3 weeks away from Tequila Fest, people. So we will be there. And I was trying to get everybody that was at this event last night to bring their ass down to Tequila Fest. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be some good relaxing moments or whatever and shit. And it's going to be cool as fuck. I even told White Cody to come.
Perfect.
I said, look, I'm going to have some cigars, man. We're going to smoke some cigars and stuff. He was just like, ooh, I might have to take you up on that offer. He said, that might be worth flying out from Denver.
Yeah, man.
I was like, yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Gonna be good. Cody and him gonna fucking merge and fuse together.
You're about to say, I don't know if we can stay the same timeline. Only one of us could survive.
Especially when that liquor started kicking in on old boy. Man, he really started turning to Cody. He started making him eye look like and doing the turnarounds and leave intervention and shit like that. I was like, yo, where the fuck did he go? Fucking dude just vanished on your boy, whatever shit. So I was like, damn. Yeah, but we in the end game Tequila Fest, man. So yeah, can't wait. Looking forward to that. It's gonna be a good fucking time. And what else we got? Oh yeah, shout out to our boy Stuart. He sent me a message or whatever, man. He said since that month of Transformers, man, the past like I can't remember if he said 5 or 6 episodes, he said they have been fucking fire, yo. I was just like, every episode is fire, sir. No.
I appreciate that. One of my longtime listeners, Mr. King Stu over there.
Yeah, I told him resend me his address. I'm going to send him some Last Drop merch. Need that Last Drop merch or whatever and shit. I still got to send that to you, brother, but don't worry. I'm going to probably send that out today. I ain't doing shit. Send that out to you today, whatever. Get you a nice mug so you can drink your juice from. We know you don't
there
drink.
There you go.
So get juice from or whatever and shit. Get you some stickers too, so you can slap that shit on wherever the fuck state you live. Oh, you live in Florida. That's right. Yeah. They may not like us down there, but
which is fine with me.
Yeah, because I don't ever plan on coming to that motherfucker anyway. Yeah, so.
It works for me. Yeah.
I don't fuck with y'all alligators and shit like that, so I don't want to be down there anyway. So yeah,
I'll get at least your worries there. Shit.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in the area that the steward live in, shit. I'm like, hey, yeah, I definitely won't be being there.
I was about to say, yeah, isn't it where they created the T virus?
I think pretty so. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's where that motherfucker took bath salt and shit, and he just fucking they couldn't kill his ass. He kept I'm good, bro. It makes no sense to leave one Sunshine State to go to another anyway.
Yeah, this is a very different form of sunshine right there.
Yeah, that sunshine frying some brains out there. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, that shit is microwaving your fucking synapses.
Now,
where the fuck is going up in your head?
Now, to be fair, had my black ass waited in that line, my brain would have been fried.
Yeah, rightfully so.
I'd have been angry as fuck had I got to the middle. I'd have been standing there just looking pissed, probably with another sunglass tent line over my fucking face and shit, just going like... Like, yo, somebody better die in this fucking line. That's all I know. Something exciting better happen right now. Like, yo, I better see some old school Black Friday shit. That's the last time I remember a fucking line that was Black Friday. And nowadays, Black Fridays don't even have lines. That's crazy, Cody. That is fucking crazy.
No, they do not. They don't.
You just walk right into the fucking store. And now, yeah, Cody, it's all fucking day now. So you don't even need to be
all fucking day. And not only that, you can get the shit online. And they always have deals like right before too.
That's another thing. It ain't even just all fucking day neither. It's the whole goddamn weekend now.
Yeah.
Up until Monday too, because I got Monday. So yeah,
it's Black Weekend.
Exactly. I don't know. Yeah, because I'm calling it Black Friday. Call it Black Weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, Black Weekend. Yeah.
That might be trademark for all I know, but who gives a shit at this point? Whatever it is, just call it. Because it starts realistically, Cody. It starts Thanksgiving, which is Thursday.
Yeah. No, yeah, it starts sometimes. I would say that Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. That's like, especially Amazon and shit like that. Mm-hmm. They start like right there and then.
Mm-hmm. So, you ain't got, there don't no lines no more. I don't do the Black Friday shit, but every now and then I might go into a Target. Cause that's usually when all the Black Friday usually happens around when all the big AAA games come out. And I don't know what dick Target has been sucking, but they seem to have like the best deals when it comes to video games and shit.
They do.
And for some reason, they'll give you fucking incentives with it. Shoot, they'll just be like, here's your gift card with it or whatever. And you'd be like, a gift card? What the fuck? They'd be like, oh, yeah, when you buy purchase this game, we give you a $20 gift card. I'm like, can I use it for that fucking game, man? Because that was like an $89. Mm-hmm. That's an $89 game right there. But, yeah, they tend to have, like, the better deals. They'll sell, like, new games for, like, $39 or whatever, something like that occasionally. So I'll walk in for one of those and maybe come out with those. But like Cody said, I ain't waiting in line. I'll go like 3 o'clock in the fucking afternoon or something like that. And they'll be like, oh, either they have it or sold out. 9 times out of 10, they have it now. I think these companies realize just send them a fucking 1,000 copies of the shit now at this point.
Yeah.
So that's why I kept thinking about that line when I saw it, Cody. I was just like, who does this anymore?
I especially now in the day and age that we live in, where everything is more convenient, everything like fingertips, waiting in line, and yeah, I still don't get it. I don't think it's justifiable to get shit at retail. It's like, oh my god, just the allure of you're never going to see it at this price ever again. Okay, that's nice, but at the same time, just wasting all that fucking time. And I guess it's about perspective at that point, I guess you could sit it. Oh, I didn't waste time. I got the shit I wanted. But still, I was just like,
really, not if it's, man, a mystery bag.
Yeah. Or if it's still out of this particular item you've been waiting for before you get to the actually your spot in line, which is possible. So
I could have easily waited in line because I'm pretty sure all the shit that they promoted was gone. I could have waited in line and got a mystery bag because when I got there, that's what all I saw people walking out with. I didn't see nobody walking out with just like a regular bottle and shit. People was walking out mystery bags. I know that they said there's some allocated stuff in there, but like that's up to your interpretation or what you can believe to be allocated, to be honest. You ain't walking out of there. Now, you might get a lucky one or two, whatever, that walk out with like a George T. Stagg or something like that, maybe, I guess, whatever. But realistically, Cody, you might be walking out with a fucking Eagle Rare 10 fall, you know?
Yep.
That's allocated, by the way, people. So I'm just throwing it out there. So I got to tell you, if I'd have waited in that line, I got there like around 3-ish. Me and Cody was going to start this at 4. So I was like, I'm not waiting for no hour. I was like, I'm up out of here. If I'd have paid $150 and got an Eagle Rare, I'd have been pissed. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would have tried to sell that bottle for $150. So I'm getting my goddamn money back.
You're goddamn right.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Eagle Rare for $150.
I think it was like 3 bottles in those mystery bags, too. That was equaled up to, I could be wrong, $150 or whatever and shit. But they had some great deals in there, but most of those bottles I already had. So I just wanted to go show some support, but I wasn't waiting in nobody fucking line. I'm sorry. Those days are behind. I don't do the lines. Just have everybody walk in that motherfucker. Just let them walk in, buy what the fuck they want, get the fuck out, please. Okay. I've seen other stores do it, so it's possible. Shit, Tequila Ranch did it.
Base. And they did it quite well, I must say.
Yeah, they did it very well.
Yep.
They events, they also go really well up in there. I like
The two up we've been to, or I've been to at least, yeah, they've been top notch.
Even the one I went to where the legend himself, Bruce Buffer, was there, that was perfect, man. I didn't even have to wait in line for that, Cody. I literally just walked right in.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us a shout out and stuff like that. Shout out to Bruce Buffer right there, the legend, the goat of the microphone when it comes to combat sports or whatever and shit. Shouting out the last drop. Cody, what are we sipping on today? Because it is tequila week, by the way, people.
It is tequila week, and man, oh man, I'm excited to do this one today. I've been wanting to do this one for a while, actually. Today I'm going to dabble in Tequila Ocho Plata.
That Ocho. Hey, what is the plot? I keep seeing that. I'm like, what is the Plata? What is it?
I do not know. I know it's a single estate, and I guess I have like separate ones.
Is the Plata their Blanco? Or their Blanco?
It's a Blanco. Yeah, it's a Blanco.
I've never seen one of their bottles that say Blanco, so I just assume the Plata.
Yeah, so it's the Plata is the Blanco. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Mirandias Estate. This is their agave harvest in 2024. Mm-hmm. See right here, coming in at the normal 40% alcohol by volume. I gotta tell you, I've been nosing this thing since we started this recording. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, man, I am in love with this fucking aroma. This smells amazing. It's giving me like that freshness, almost kind of like that ocean breeze, like if you're by the ocean. Mm-hmm. Nice cooked agave. I'm getting a lot of nice citrusy notes as well. Some good minerality on it. I also get like a touch of mint kind of in the nose too.
You know what a little vanilla stands for?
I do not.
It has multiple meanings, but the first one is silver. So yeah, that makes sense for Blanco.
Okay.
But in South America, that word is used as a slang term for money.
Mm.
So we're about to find out, Cody. Is that bottle money?
Is this bottle money?
Is that money, baby?
I'm getting like a slight vegetal notes, a little bit earthy too.
Mm-hmm.
A touch of florality, a little floral action going on there.
Mm.
A little herbaceous too. There's a lot going on this nose, man.
That bottle's like $36 too, or $39.
It's like $39.99. No brainer.
Beat that, yeah.
Can't beat that. Oh man. Oof. Yeah, this is up there with one of my favorite noses of the year, I gotta say. I just wanna keep going in, just keep smelling this thing, man. So it's rare for an aroma to have me like just hook like this. Like I wanna keep smelling it. Like I don't really give a fuck about the flavor right
now. I tell 90% of the women I've slept with I wanna keep going in. Like, I am just, like, into this. I'm sprung, simping right now, and I just want to keep going at it. That's okay with you. Sign this form first, too, please.
That's one analogy.
I think I was just thinking of that in a video. When you said that, I was thinking of that video that fucking I think it was Kamala. This is an old video too, people, when she's just kept saying don't come, and Trump somebody spliced it with Trump saying, I'm gonna come. he's like, this is gonna come, you know. So, I don't know what the references of the two, what she's saying, don't come, and he's like, I don't know what the reference was. It clearly wasn't the same fucking day, or he wasn't responding to her or anything like that. But you know, somebody did some really good splicing. But there's some talented motherfuckers out there. I'll say this.
I'm getting some lime here too. Some tropicality, like a tropical fruit, like a mango, and this just keeps going, man. This aroma is crazy.
Man, imagine having a carne asada taco with some lime sprayed on that shit right now. Ooh.
Don't tempt me, sir.
That's a perfect match right there. A little pairing for you.
All right, man. I'm about to go in for the taste, man. I'm excited.
Cheers. I know you were disappointed because Tequila Ocho wasn't on the fest list.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little pissed about that. I'm salty about it, I should say.
Right there, sir. That is a damn good tequila. That is high quality.
That's high quality H2O, I'll tell you what.
Damn, dude, that... Okay. Holy shit, all right. Yeah, so it's rare, like, when the finish almost replicates the beginning of the palate. Literally, this day is consistent throughout the entirety. And I am still tasting this shit like I just sipped it. That's insane. The lasting power, not just the lasting power, the bind, the effect of the lasting power. Mm-hmm. It's like literally, it's like I'm just constantly sipping on this, even though I put the drink down right now. I had a sip like fucking 30 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So I'm getting a lot of brightness. I get a lot of those floral notes. There's a little bit of a kind of like a salinity, kind of saltiness going on. That's not a bad thing. It kind of balances everything out. Super peppery. Love that. Cooked agave. I may get like a little bit of like a jalapeno flesh or skin kind of thing going on.
It's like a potato skin type, but a jalapeno style.
It's like I'm getting kind of like a peach. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I have yet to have any of the regular Tequila Ocho bottles. I've only had the Widow Jane, which was their barrel aged one. And that was
right, the Añejo.
Fucking incredible. Yeah. Oh, my God. So I've never had any of the Blanco Reposado or regular Añejo or anything else, to be honest. So this is the first. Which one did you have before this one?
I don't recall. It wasn't the Plata. Because I would have remembered. I don't remember which exact one. I can't remember which expression I had.
Did you have the Añejo?
It might have been the Reposado I had.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was Añejo or Reposado, but I think you might be right. I think it was Reposado.
It might have been Añejo, but I think it was Reposado. So I know a lot of Plata, like, thank you for mentioning that it's silver. Mm-hmm. A lot of silver tequilas, they kind of get a bad rap. Because they kind of has connotation of being like cheap, you know, like Jose Cuervo or whatever, Don Julio, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But this right here, sir, you taste, this is, it might be actually $40 for this. This is a fucking steal. And this does not taste quote unquote cheap. Mm. Like this tastes like a bona fide single estate tequila that was made with all the love and care and attention that a tequila needs. I give the flavor on this, that lasting power with the finish, it combined with the front of the palate in the middle, it's all really one cohesive package. And there's really, I'm trying to pinpoint any, is that the
extra?
Oh, it's extra now? Okay.
Not a bad price.
No, that's actually, I'll pay that. Yeah.
Look at that bottle. Look at the coloring on it. Look at that shit. Yeah, that is beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
I was just going to cut you off and say, is Tequila Ocho the most affordable trio of any tequila?
I think so. I would say
so. The Reposado is only $44. The Añejo is only $64.5 too. And the Blanco or Plata, as you're drinking, it's only $39.99. So
Man, the value of this, man, this goes understated. It doesn't quite reach the heights of like a Fortaleza or.
Look at BevMo's price.
Look at BevMo.
For a fucking Plata.
Fucking Bevmo. That and shit is really like $15.
It's more. Right next to the Total Wine one too. Which
you gotta be fucking kidding me. Fucking Bevmo, man.
Why would I go to Bevmo then if I can get a Total Wine for fucking $39? Even the secondary stores sell it for $39.99 or whatever shit. But Bevmo's like, nah, we different. So you didn't get this bottle from Bevmo, Cody?
No, I actually got it from Total Wine, which is funny.
that's the Reposado price for the Bevmo charge.
I don't know who's running Bevmo, but whoever is running Bevmo, I say this in the nicest way possible. Fuck you and your business practices. I don't know why I ever shopped there in the first place. I feel disgusted having ever shopped there. I would never go there again. I hate that place.
Someone said, oh, if you just put your phone number in, that's how you get the discounts. It's like, wait a minute. So if I don't got a fucking phone number with y'all, you mean tell me I got to pay this $52.99 for this goddamn bottle then?
And I'm so glad it's even more relevant in my part of town, too. Since we got a Total Wine and a K&L now, I have no reason. There's no fucking excuse for me to go to that bullshit store.
That Bevmo be dead as fuck anyway, dude.
Actually, it did. Yeah, it'd be dead. I don't know how that shit's still in business. It's dead as fuck. Yeah.
I had a buddy trying to tell me, like, oh, yeah, they got some Weller Antique there, store picks. And I just said, they can keep them motherfuckers in there. Yeah. He was like, I thought you liked Weller Antique. I said, I do, but I don't like
that. Yeah, not theirs.
I don't want any of these shits.
Yeah, store picks.
The only reason why I'd buy that bottle is I'm about to sell that motherfucker or trade it for something else or whatever. But I won't be drinking that shit, so no. You ain't going to be doing a barrel program with Bevmo, Cody, to get that?
Hell no, no. No.
Cody's face.
The protest program. That's the fucking program I'm doing.
Cody's face going to be all over Bevmo. He's going to be on flyers and shit like that. I endorse this company. Oh, shit.
Hell no.
You know what? At the end of the year, Cody, I'm going to have a thing. We're going to call it Name 5 Nice Things About Bevmo.
Ooh. Ooh, that's tough. Yeah, it's going to take a half a year to come up with that shit. So, yeah, that's what I was about right. That timetable, yeah.
They got a lot of want. No, Total Wine has more.
They got more. Yeah, they have a way better fucking selection, too. So they mean,
Cody, they don't even have Otima at fucking... Or they don't have a lot of the tawny port wine.
They ain't got shit about them.
They got shit up in there.
They ain't got a fucking thing.
What did we call it earlier? Store. It's a fucking glorified 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It's a fucking they talking about how do you prep for the big Super Bowl game. They're like, go to Bevmo and get plates and cups and shit. Yep. It's just like,
get your little mixers. There you go.
Souls and shit. I was just like, who the fuck goes to Bevmo to get that shit for a game or something like that? I go to a grocery store.
Even then, I wouldn't shop there. That shit's still priced there too. Not like Ralph's or fucking Bonds or some shit. The fuck?
You can order this shit on Amazon or
Instagram. Yeah. That route too.
I'd rather just order it on Amazon. I bet it's cheaper and tastes better, too.
Yeah. Fuck out
of
here.
You open them bag of pretzels with Bevmo, it's just stale as fuck.
Yeah. Like a bag of rocks. Oh, shit. This shit expired 11 years ago? The fuck?
You take the pretzel off the bag, that shit just evaporates.
Yeah.
It's salt. Oh, shit. I fucking
bag started deteriorating shit when it touched sunlight.
You get out the car, just go get gas. You got the bag sitting in the passenger seat. The fucking bag just vanishes. It deteriorates the shit. Like, oh, shit. The Texan font is fading off the bag and shit like that. Hey, I'm with Cody. Yeah, fuck that story. Respectfully.
Jeez.
Oh, man, I can't name not one fucking positive thing that ever come out of that goddamn store. So, oh, and their website is fucking trash, too, by the way.
Their website trash. Their app is trash. Jeez. Everything about Bevmo is fucking trash. I mean, shit, anybody that actually works there, I know you got to make an honest living, so I ain't shitting on y'all. But
yeah,
fuck the upper management, whoever's running that shit. Y'all didn't get your shit together.
Seriously. I mean, they mini game ain't even good. Now that they like, yeah, I think I told you when I was getting my car worked on, and it's right next door to a fucking BevMo and an Islands Burger and shit. So I was like, I'll just kill time to go in this BevMo. I'll go in this BevMo, and I was looking at their minis and shit, and I was just like, yo, y'all don't even have all the minis total wine got up in this bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, god damn, like what? How y'all gonna have signs in here talking about we'll match a total wine price, bitch? Yeah. Bitch, how are you competing with Total Wine? But yeah, you don't have what they got. Like, and Total Wine, I mean, honestly, they got a lot of shit.
You can't compete with Total Wine. No, you're not.
No, not if you're charging $52 for a bottle. You can get $39. Or no, hell no. And if that was the price, $52.99, I'd pay that because the tequila ocho sounds fucking delicious, whatever. But when BevMo is out here fucking charging damn near secondary prices and shit for bottles, ain't that a bitch? Plus, they got Cody's favorite rum too behind a glass case in every fucking BevMo too.
Yeah, literally every fucking BevMo I've been to, I've seen that goddamn bottle behind a glass case.
Fuck a top five positive things. What was the top five negative things about that fucking place? I think that's one of them. That fucking bottle behind a glass case.
That bottle, them bullshit store picks they always had. That Linus Trail, that
old Elk. Tired of seeing that shit. Their prices are shit. Their selection is shit. So that's three right there. We got 3-4 right there. And also, too, I'm tired of seeing Woodford Reserve behind a fucking glass case, too.
I think their biggest sin, for me personally, me being the big craft beer geek that I am, that old ass stock they always fucking have, particularly IPAs, bro. No excuse stock for that shit. God damn, bro. They up here carting off just big ass bulk bombs, just cases of that shit.
That shit collecting dust mites, too.
Yeah. Probably got other organisms growing in that motherfucker.
That shit got fungi all over it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, it's the dustiest shelves I've ever fucking seen, too.
God damn, dude. That is the most egregious shit, man. That pisses me off to no fucking end. Yeah. And it's literally every fucking BevMo. And this has been happening since I started drinking, period.
That might be the number one worst sin of theirs, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I don't think they're champagne. I think that champagne is dusty as fuck too. Dude, that bitch too.
So man, like, this they overall they just suck ass. Everything about it, it just fucking sucks. Ass to a fucking straw.
Yeah, there we go.
Story, business practices, all that shit. It fucking sucked.
That would totally be my number one. My number two would be I think their website is just fucking trash. Have you ever tried logging in on that bitch? Holy shit.
Yeah.
It don't even work. It never fucking works. It never fucking works. Whatever. The website is trash. And then not only that, it has like categories. And yet when you click on a category, it takes you to a completely fucking different page and shit like that. You're just like, well, what the fuck is this? And they promote the shit out of that goddamn GoPuff shit. I don't even know what it is, but I fucking hate GoPuff or whatever. I hate GoPuff with a fucking passion, dude. And I didn't know this until I recently went there, Cody. They got the audacity to sell cigars out that motherfucker. Could you imagine smoking one of them cigars? That motherfucker would taste like ash burnt trays. And you should see the cases behind too. That shit dustier than dust mites, Cody. I mean,
I don't even want to know the price of those cigars. I'd rather not.
I didn't even know they had cigars. I walked in that back. I looked at that cash register. I said, is that cigars? I walked over there. I was like, I said, I'll be goddamn. And they don't even have the general shit that even total. They don't even have Cohibas there. I'm like, everybody's got fucking Cohibas. It's like the most well-known, popular fucking brand you could have and shit. I mean, you got a fucking bottle of Milagros. How do you fucking don't have a Cohiba in this bitch or whatever? I mean, Lord have mercy. So that's my number two. I think that website's trash. Number one was what you said. They got some dusty-ass beer and fucking champagne. I don't think that champagne fresh neither, to be honest.
Nah, hell no.
No, I wouldn't be shocked if that wine is neither, though. But luckily for wine, it ain't got to really be fresh. So, that's two, three. I would say they prices are shit. I guess you could throw price and selection or whatever. Number four, it seemed like they got more silverware than they do spirits. I don't know how that's possible. You go down the aisle.
They got more snacks than they do spirits.
Yeah, and them snacks ain't fresh neither. So that's another thing. Top five positive one day. Maybe one day I have a nice thing to say.
I won't. Bad Money is a full-on reboot.
Yeah. They need to reboot
that motherfucker.
They need to reboot, remake, whatever you want to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they need to change that name, too.
Yeah.
Change that. Just get rid of the whole branding.
Yeah, just switch it all up.
Just, I don't even know why you call it Bevmo. I barely see any beverages in that motherfucker. I've never seen a beverage in it that refreshed my thirst.
Nope. Nah.
If anything, it looks like it makes your thirst drier. Maybe that's what they should change it to. Dry and thirsty.
Or get your snacks here. Yeah. Yeah, that's a catchy name.
Why don't they just call it, instead of 7-Eleven, just call it 824. Call it 824, you know, just change it 825, whatever. Just act like y'all open all fucking day or something like that.
Yeah.
Service and shit. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, so you didn't get your tequila ultra from Bevmo. That's so, I'm sorry to hear that, Cody.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. I saved $15. It's probably more. Yeah. Awful.
You probably would have gave it a last drop had you got it from them, though.
Yeah, most likely.
Shit. So what are we rating that over there then, Cody?
Oh, man. You know what's funny, man? This is just about 5 minutes before I was going to get my rating. We got this little Bevmo tangent. I'm just about to say, I was like, yeah, you know what? It's not quite as good as Fortaleza, but
what about G4?
And also, I was thinking that too, but sipping on this longer and longer, and the more I'm thinking about it, I'm just taking everything into account, given the price point range. I think it pretty much goes neck and neck with those. Well, it's like the holy grail of the G4 and the Fortaleza. It might still not quite be to those heights for me, at least, but it's damn close. And I'm talking like teeny teeny. Little bit of differentiation right there. And I'm talking the tiniest bit. I'm still giving this a last drop, given everything that goes to account with this, the aesthetic, the presentation, the flavor, especially the way it just lingers. And it feels like you're constantly drinking in the way that it just lasts so long from beginning to the palate to the middle to the finish. I think it holds its own with G4 and the Fortaleza.
Same price as G4 Blanco, so.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, and you probably find it easier too. I know you find it easier than fucking G4, especially easier than fucking Fortaleza. We know that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
I would say G4 Blanco has been easy to find these days.
Yeah, it's getting easier. Yeah, it is.
The other bottles, not so much, but the Blanco for sure is easier to find. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say.
I think it's comparable with those, man. You can't go wrong with this. $40, hell of a high quality product. It's another one of those bottles, people. You see this, you definitely gotta give it a shot. This probably should be a mainstay in your liquor cabinet too, along with the G4s and Fortalezas. It deserves a spot. Tequila Ocho, I fuck with you. Simple as that. I fuck with you.
Well, I was talking a little bit about this bottle earlier or whatever and stuff, but so I decided to go ahead. I had something else planned, but I was going to just go ahead and I had the bottle right next to me in the bag and stuff. I might as well go ahead and pop out that Tesoro.
Okay. That's a bottle right there. Look at that.
The cap is a shot glass too.
Damn. Like that.
Yeah. Okay. That bottle, man, is really beautiful right there. I got bottle number 576. It doesn't tell me out of it. Now, Cody, I got some news for you, too, with this one.
Okay.
Part of that Nom family.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Part of the Nom 1572.
That's all you had to say.
Yep. I didn't know that until I got the bottle. I bought it at the tasting, too. So just like Tequila Fest, you can buy bottles there. The lady said they were giving $10 off on bottles that they were selling there, and she said, I can get this for $30.
Shit.
He said with tax it'll come out 36. I think the bottle originally goes for $39 or whatever. So I would have probably paid 46, I guess, with tax or whatever, but I paid $36 for it. So cheap bottle. Very cheap, beautiful bottle here. and then I noticed it got the Nom family crest right there too as well.
Oh shit, there it goes. Yep.
Yep. So they not hiding that, Cody. They not hiding that. They saying we part of that fam.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Imported by Amarex International, which is in South El Monte. Well, I'll be damned. Okay.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
South El Monte. This bottle is beautiful. I absolutely fell in love with it. They were at the same little event that we did last year, too. I had the Añejo, Extra Añejo, Reposado. I had the whole lineup, basically. Actually, I didn't have the Extra Añejo. I had the Extra Añejo this time. I didn't like it at all. I wasn't crazy about it at all. I mean, mm-hmm. Shouldn't say I didn't like it at all. I thought it was fine. I just thought it was, as come to me and Cody, I thought it was boring. I was like, that ain't really offering a lot there. It's just a little bit more sweeter than that was it. But then I was like, let me try this Blanco. And she was trying to sell me on this Extra Añejo. She's like, you sure you don't want to taste it? I was like, No, not at all. I had it and I didn't enjoy it. I said, let me try this Blanco. As soon as it opened it up, man, hit me right in the nose. As you can see, I still even got the wrapper. I haven't even opened the bitch yet. The merch that they gave me was pretty cool too as well.
Man, $36 for that. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this value right here.
This is a beauty too. Get this bitch open. I don't know why I started at the bottom, just started at the top. Come on. There we go. Oh, yeah. Like the Kool-Aid, man. Oh, yeah. That motherfucker died, right? I don't see him doing commercials too much no more. Huh?
No, he's still alive. He just retired.
Retired.
He chilling Cuba right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. He's speaking Spanish and shit now. He like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. See.
He the one smoking cigars too. We need to hit him up.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid, man.
I thought he was hanging out with John Turturro's character when John Turturro went to. okay. Yeah, all right. Cool. Look at this beautiful thing right here.
Oh, speaking of which, go on a quick tangent. I've indoctrinated my girlfriend into the. We only watched the first one so far, but the Transformers
verse.
Yes, Transformers verse. So she's one movie in, and she thought that first one. I was like, oh boy, just you wait, just you wait, my love, just you wait.
she into the Michael Bay Transformers world, mm-hmm. I should say, or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Man, it's really hard to get my finger in here to get this. I want the whole wrapping paper. I want the whole thing. There we go. There we go. It's tearing off piece by piece. I want
the whole thing.
I want the whole. I don't want a piece. I want the whole thing, baby. Shoot. There we go. Trying to get my applesauce back, baby. Shoot. Yeah. I'm looking for a drink that has applesauce notes on it now.
Applesauce notes.
Yeah, I want to get my applesauce back, baby.
Looney Bin Jam approved.
Oh my god, this cap is fucking heavy, dude.
Damn. Oh yeah, it's a big ass piece of glass right there.
Damn, that shit is like So this is like a little plastic. You pull that off, mm-hmm. You drink from the cap, baby.
Actually, I'd be disappointed if you don't drink it from the cap right now.
You know, the thing is, I actually do want to too, but I don't want to spill shit.
Fair.
I feel fair. Like if I pull that shit off right now, I feel like I'm in trouble there. So
fair.
And pour me a little bit of that. Oh my god! You see, now that nose, man, that nose is fucking incredible. It's a shame I didn't care for the Extra Añejo much because it looks beautiful in that gold color of the Añejo, and I love me some gold. But that is a beautiful bottle. The presentation alone, that's a last drop. The nose, just like Cody, man, it might be one of the best, better nose I've had this year. Probably, if it was in the top five, which I can't remember, it would be like number five-ish. Oh, man, just roasted and cooked agave on there. It's got like this earthy, peppery tones to it or whatever. Very like herbs and stuff like that. Like green tea-ish in a way.
Hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck the nose. Who cares? Thought it tastes better last night. That's my first note I'll give you. Very oily. That part I don't remember. Very oily. Goes down really like just like quick and fast. But it's got like this smoky richness of pepper on the back end, dude. This bottle is all finished. There's a little bit on the palate there. That palate is like it's oily, but there's like hints of like pepper spice on the tip of the tongue there. I'm trying to see if is that the powder finished. I think that's the finish, though. Definitely the finish. Okay, the finish lingers with that peppery, smoky taste, though. Whatever, it's got this spicy fade that like the spicy fadeness. It fades away, but it's almost like the ethanol shoots back up your throat and it lingers on the tongue part, or whatever. And I love that about it. I'm not gonna lie, that finish is just like everything. The palate to me is a little kind of weakish there, or whatever. I'm not really caring for that, or whatever. The oiliness kind of caught me off guard too. I wasn't expecting that either. This creamy oiliness to it. It's got like some like a tropical fruit notes as well too. Like I'm thinking like a grapefruit type or There's like a little citrus lime spray in there too as well. I was like, a little spray in there. You don't taste the agave as much. Like especially if you like swirl it around, whatever. I don't taste the agave that much until it gets to the finish end, and then it kind of lingers around. Everything is lingering in that finish area. Nothing so much on the palate. The palate is kind of like, you know, it's just like moving along and flowing in the essence of what makes it like a good tequila and stuff like that. It's very gentle too, though. Very gentle. I could say this is like a beginner tequila right here. You can easily introduce yourself into getting in this. But it tastes clean though, too. Clean as shit. It ain't got that additive shit in it. So, and that is a plus in the tequila world. That's why when I hear someone say, oh, you know, they don't make too many tequila. Not every damn near tequila we've had this year has been additive free. Okay. And we've had a lot now.
Oh, plenty.
Except for plenty. Celebrity Spirit Month. We don't count that, but that's whatever. So that's the only, I was going to say, we didn't even have Clase Azul. That's not additive free, but we haven't had that yet. So mostly every tequila we've had on here has been additive free. They gave me a note, by the way, on this saying that some people have enjoyed this drinking it chilled. They said that it is quite a pleasant experience if you drink this chill. I might chill this next week for a little bit. Okay. And I might actually, you know what? I might chill the fucking cap.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I might want to come back and just right when we start a show, I'll maybe open up with that because I am curious what that tastes like when it's chilled too, as well. Like what happens different on it, or whatever. But it's got the same thing on the nose too that you're getting on the taste buds as well. Only difference on there, the taste from those, it's got a more smokier taste to it. The agave is clean though. You barely taste it and stuff until it gets to the back end. Very earthy grass notes, grass tones, minerals is what I'm getting. Green tea-ish type. Herbs and spices. You're getting all these like, your spice cabinet in the kitchen.
Okay.
Spice cabinet in the kitchen notes or whatever and shit. Get some pepper up there. Get out the way, salt. You don't belong in this. Give me some of that pepper right there. Let me get some herbs. Let me put a little spice of cilantro. And then let me just back that in there. Cut me up a lime. Spray that in there or whatever and shit. So, yeah, you're getting all those kind of notes or whatever. Really good on the finish. I love that part or whatever. The palate is kind of like, forgettable. You don't really stick with it. I think it's also too because the creaminess of it, the oiliness of it, I should say, whatever, kind of helps you forget it, to be honest, because it just moves so fast that it doesn't really stick with you long enough to linger around, if you will. Yeah, because every time I sip it, man, it goes down so fast or whatever. It's like, oh shit, that might be like just too oily, maybe. And it's not oily where it's like disgusting either, or whatever. It's just oily where it's just like it. It's like it's trying to make you forget about that palate, kind of. So, because like I just don't think about it at all, whatever. It always comes back to the back end of the finish. I love what that finish is doing, though. I love that part. It's got a lot going for it there. A lot of richness. I love when you finish a drink, and the smokiness of it just kind of just like sticks around. And honestly. But it's so subtle and clean, it doesn't like have the like this burning after spray to it. So I like that. I like that a lot or whatever. Price, dude, is right. Presentation is great, man. It's a good bottle. I don't think it's anything that no one needs to really rush out though and get. Even if I wouldn't have got the discount, it was like $39, which hey, we're both doing $39 day or whatever today. So
yeah.
It's at 80 proof. It doesn't say what. I'm sure there's a shit ton of these bottles. I got number 576 out of God knows how many. It's a lot. It's part of that Nam family. I love that there's more things of this Nam that we get to try out here and stuff like that. So I would say probably. I'm trying. I might have had something bad that was part of the Nam family that I don't even know was part of the Nam family. I would say probably though so far, this is probably my weakest tasting of the Nam family. But I got to tell you, for their weakest, it's not that bad, to be honest. And I've had some of their other pours when I went to that Long Beach thing, and I would say they were pretty good. They were pretty delicious up there, or whatever. I would say this is like a half a point weaker than some of those other ones I've had, maybe like a point or a half a point, whatever. But I will say the Nam family, they win when it comes to prices.
That they do.
Prices are just like
legit. Always on point.
Yeah, always on point. I'm trailing between 2.5 and 3.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe a 3. It wins everywhere else. Wins on everything. I just don't think it's all that special or unique that you got to have. If you pass by it at a store, I guess just go ahead and grab it. You just like trying to look up the stock up or whatever, go ahead and have it. But not like, let's just say this was at Tequila Fest, I think it is actually. And
I think I saw it. Yeah, I think it is there.
And yeah. They told me that they were going to be doing something special and the owner was going to be there. So actually, you know what? Just for that reason, I might stop by the booth or whatever. So, because I wonder if they're going to actually have it chilled there too, though. That'd be actually really cool. They said it's gonna be there, and their merch is legit. I love that fucking coaster and stuff like that. So you know what, if they got some of that, I might actually just stop by the booth or whatever, just for those reasons alone. I mean, if look, Cody, if all these booths got merch, we hitting up all 85, man. Cody,
goddamn right.
Not to drink it though.
I'm gonna bring me extra bag, some merch.
So yeah. So I'm thinking 2.5. I'm gonna go 2.5. Yeah. 2.5. I'm gonna go.
That's what it's. Yeah, listen to your review. That's what it sounds like. It would quantify as 2.5.
I'm only boasting up to a 3. Maybe it's just because it doesn't do anything wrong per se. The palate is just like the most egregious thing you could think of as far as just like whatever. But it's not even that the palate is bad. It's just like it's just forgettable realistically, and not forgettable in the sense of like. They're extra añejo, which I thought so, or like any other pour we had this year was like, eh, it's whatever, just forgettable. I think this one's just forgettable in the sense of like you got so much richness and going on in the finish. You kind of want to get a hint of taste of what it wants to do with the palate, but the oiliness of it just kind of ruins it. And I don't mean ruin it as far as taste. I just mean ruin it as like it's kind of rushing things. I want my drink to slow down a little bit. I'm sipping this bad boy, you know. I want it to slow down. Let me get a feel for it and vibe. I'm not getting the feel for it right now. Maybe if I sip on this longer, like throughout the week, I mean, like pour it here and there, or whatever, maybe I'll get a hint of its identity, but I'm not really getting much on the palate of its identity. And I feel like most of what you get on the palate is just the finish regurgitating back its essence onto the palate area. So I think that's kind of boring to me in a way, or whatever, even though I love the finish. So, so I'll go 2.5. Does everything right. Price is fucking amazing. Can't beat $39. I mean, we were just bitching about with bourbon and talking about the event and how much, like, you know, you want to spend like $179 fucking dollars or whatever and shit. And it's like, when you can get some general tequilas for $39 here, or in Cody's case, a fucking fantastic tequila as well, too. Presentation, my God. Top 5 presentations of the year, maybe?
Oh, that presentation. That's killer. Yeah.
Yeah, this is beautiful as hell, whatever and shit. I go 2.5 on this one.
All right. Last drop, 2.5. All right. Very a lot of a variation right there. I like that.
Especially for the same price bottle, too. Look at that.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. Yeah, that's a gorgeous fucking bottle. Yeah,
gorgeous fucking bottle.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Cannot beat that. You know what? It makes a good everyday sipper.
There we go.
General good everyday sipper.
Yeah, 2.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a good general everyday sipper. Plus, if you're like doing something, you just want to have a little drink too and not really think about it, this is the drink then. You're not going to think much about it, whatever. You're going to get the notes and you're just going to keep drinking and doing whatever it is you're doing on the side. So, yeah. Perfect. Oh, and that is the show, people. We actually beat the timer today.
Look at that. Damn. Yeah, when the last time we did that?
Never.
Wait a minute. Actually, I think you're right.
That bitch be counting us down. She'd be like, all right. Like, all right, Negroes. Like, I ain't trying to linger with y'all Negroes today and stuff. So, yeah.
Just want to remind you, y'all ain't paying for this shit.
Yeah, and we never TikTok, will. Motherfucker. And we never will, bitch. And we never will. And that's because we never will, bitch. So, oh, man, looking forward. 3 more weeks.
Three more weeks, homie.
Getting it down, whatever. Like, yeah, let's get this going, whatever and shit. So we get to the Tequila Fest. It's going to be great. Cannot wait, whatever. I'm getting the shorts ironed already as we speak. The shorts going to be ironed, and then I'm going to throw them in the freezer because I want them motherfuckers to be cold as fuck.
Cold as fuck. Yeah, man, we about to be some toasty motherfuckers out there. Tell you that it's right now.
Toasted like nobody's business.
I think I might take your advice to wear a hat. That's probably going to happen.
That was the first thing I said when I almost got in that line today. I said I should have wore a fucking hat today. That sun is beaming on my ass. I mean,
yeah, because I want to keep my scalp intact. So yeah, that hat actually is probably going to be, you know, probably necessity, I would say. So
it sounds like it's going to be a necessity. Yeah. People, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with Mix and Match Week. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.